Lincoln Inspired is more than just an arts festival, more than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world has needed for millennia.
Exactly. And we have Amelia Chambers back with us. Yay, Amelia!
Hello.
Fantastic. We also have wonderful Rebecca Fallon making her debut on the production. Good morning and good afternoon and good evening. Whatever, Rebecca. How are you, Rebecca? Good, fantastic. And we also have Michael Blackburn as well back with us, showing the world how to consume a mince pie.
Indeed.
Excellent, which is very good. It's our Christmas pantomime special, and I can guarantee that we will not have any lubberworts, merry-go-sorries, muck spouts, or indeed fusty lugs on the programme as far as the programme is actually concerned. We may, on the other hand, be referring in some way, shape or form to the extraordinary Dame Donna Kebab, and possibly find out what the connection is between the owner of the new Theatre Royal Lincoln and the Slave of the Ring in the pantomime. Exactly. Amelia, welcome back to the Inspired On Air production, which echoes a whole range of other bits and pieces there. We'll allow you to move the microphone to yourself so you don't... It's all very...
Can you hear me now?
We could actually give you a row. We could put Michael on that. Anyway, don't worry. We'll sort things out. It's so many choices.
We'll get there.
Last night, we were actually in the same place, amazingly enough.
We were.
And the singularity didn't occur. The world did not implode. We were delighted to actually see the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre with the Adventures of Robin Hood and Maid Marian. And I promised Julie Ellaby and Craig Morrow that we'd do a mini review of this whole thing, as well as Dominic Simmons. What did you make of our winter show? Because it isn't the P word. Let's be quite clear.
No,
if you want the pantomime, you want the classic P word, there we are, you go and check out the new Lincoln Theatre Royal, the new Theatre Royal Lincoln, but which we'll talk about obviously at length. But what did you make of winter in Sherwood?
I thought it was beautiful. I came to work today and I was telling everyone about it, and I said it was wonderful how you walked in and it sort of set the scene, didn't it? The lighting and the stage was beautifully set. I liked the henchmen, the comedy duo. They stole the show for me.
They were very good, I think. Hats off to Poppy Adamson. You know, sometimes, I mean, thank Lord she hasn't got an agent. At least I don't think she has. Poppy Adamson and Chloe Denby, who were Beavis and Elsie.
Yeah,
Elsie
they were
and
brilliant.
They were. Yeah.
The singing was fantastic as well. I thought that was really good.
Emily Johnson made a very, very solid Maid Marian, I thought. Very positive from that point of view. Good singing voice from that perspective.
Powerful female role there.
It did sort of address that. I was thinking it was very much girl power for the times. And Robin himself, Sebastian Farr, I think a good sort of contribution to the whole sort of sequence there. In case you're wondering, in terms of the first of those words, Michael, being obviously a specialist for medieval terms, I mean, as well as an ace poet, you will be easily able to actually say what indeed is a lozenger.
Yes.
A false flatterer, a lying rascal, a deceiver.
Oh. How do you spell it?
As in lozenger, L-O-Z, or Z, if you're listening in America, E-N-G-E-R, lozenger.
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay, a false flatterer, etc. Lubberworts, of course, are lethargic, fuzzy-minded persons, and they don't exist in Lincoln, clearly, for that reason. Which I thought was interesting. We have an actual glossary in the programme, which is
very good.
Anyway, more about that. It's still time to actually go and see the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. In fact, we would say don't just limit yourself to one particular show. Check out the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. Have you been to see this production, Michael?
I haven't seen that.
That's
one.
Outrageous. It runs until the 24th of December. Sorry?
Is it outrageous?
It is outrageous in places.
Outrageously great.
Yes, it is. I thought they'd use real arrows, actually. That's just, a couple of years ago, they actually used real cycles.
Oh.
Maybe it was a health and safety issue.
Maybe, Alex.
I think so.
Maybe. Something happened a couple of years ago, and now they've got to use plastic ones.
I don't know. It's nice. And again, looking ahead, in case you're wondering, the winter show for 2018, Rapunzel. Yeah, Rebecca.
Rebecca's very excited about that.
There, you see,
that's
you can
brilliant.
Actually book now as far as the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre is actually concerned. Exciting. Monday the 10th to Monday the 24th of December 2018, a Rapunzel.
Wow.
Anyway, to take us around to the real reason Amelia and Rebecca are actually here today. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, no, it isn't. Oh, yes, it is.
Well, Alibaba had them 40 thieves. Sherazade had 1,000 tales. master you in luck, cause up your sleeves you got a brand of magic never fails. You got some power in your corner now, heavy ammunition in your can. You got some punch, pizzazz, Yahoo and how. See, all you gotta do is rub that lamp, and I'll say, Mr. Announcer, what will your pleasure be? Let me take your order, jot it down. You ain't never had a friend like me. Life is your restaurant, and I'm your manager. Come on, whisper what it is you want. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Yes, sir. We pride ourselves on service.
You're the boss, the king, the shine.
Say what you wish, it's yours, true dish. About a little more baklava. As I'm a columnist, try all of column B. I'm in the mood to help you, dude. You ain't never had a friend like me. No, my. No, no. Can your friends do this? Can your friends do that? Can your friends pull this off their little hat? Can your friends go poo? Hey, look at here. Can your friends go abracadabra? Let it rip! And then make the sucker disappear. So don't you sit there, smack your buggy hide. I'm here to answer all your business friends. You got me bona fide, certified. You got a genie for a child to fail. I got a power of urge to help you out. So what you wish, I really want to know. You got a list that's 3 miles long, no doubt. Well, all you got to do is rub like so. Hey-ho! Mr. Aladdin, sir, have a wish on 2 or 3. I'm on the job, you big nabob. You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend. Had a friend like me.
Okay, if you're in Disneyland Paris, you may have seen Anna Hananides, or is it Anna Hanides? Anyway, she's not in the Disneyland Paris now. She is actually in the new Theatre Royal Lincoln version of Aladdin, in which she portrays Jasmine. Yeah. You see how
beautifully.
Just, yes.
Yeah. She's got an amazing singing voice, hasn't she?
I am really looking forward to this one, actually. It's the first pantomime I think I've ever seen at the new Theatre Royal Lincoln.
Oh, my goodness.
So I have not crossed the threshold
of
the theatre
to see pantomime. I feel
like I should
have organised the Royal Box for
you. No, it's fine from that point. I'm really looking forward to it. And again, mutual support from that perspective. It's into its second week, astonishingly, because it launched 4th of December. And here we are. If people are sort of thinking, look, we've checked out the latest Star Wars movie. What else is there? Well, of course, there's the Aladdin production. That's the classic line from there. And Rebecca Fallon, would you like to share with us what your role is within the new Theatre Royal Lincoln? Because Amelia has been sort of looking at several of the Anglo-Saxon terms there. I'm not sure where they are.
Non-related.
Exactly. Yes, precisely.
I work in the marketing department with Amelia, so I'm a marketing assistant.
Excellent. Right. So you make a very good cup of tea. That's sorry.
Well, don't drink
tea. No, Amelia doesn't like tea.
Rebecca, presumably you have seen Aladdin.
Yes. I went to see it on the opening night.
Yeah.
I also helped throughout the rehearsals, assistant stage manage some of the show as well, and it was absolutely beautiful to see it on Friday. Like, it's the first time that I've properly seen it on stage, and it completely blew me away.
I mean, looking to the cast alone, Sandy Boyle, Georgia Hayes Cowley. Could it be? Could it be?
Might be, yeah.
let's see. Last week we had Natalie Hayes Cowley. Oh, Georgia Hayes Cowley.
Yes.
Very talented, obviously.
Very talented.
And indeed portrays the Slave of the Ring. Is that okay in these posts?
It's fine.
Are you sure?
It's fine, yeah. It's all in jest. She makes it. She's a very good character,
yes,
isn't she?
Yes, she's
very humorous.
I'd hate to have inappropriate sort of contextualisations brought forward. She's very good. Andy Abraham, of course, we met at the Food and Gift Fair.
Yes.
And known to all for the platinum-selling, soulful X Factor singer that he actually is. And in addition to that, you've got Sandy Bogle from Gogglebox.
Yes.
Astounding. Chris Johnson is there, presumably doing a whole range of voices, including, of course, Couscous.
Yeah, he's fantastic, I'm sure. And a sort of starring role. He has a friend, doesn't he, that comes on stage. That's a surprise. So you have to wait and see that and then tell everybody about it, Alex.
Well, of course. And, I mean, Michael, just when I read that, I could not believe that chorus comprising four professional dancers backed up by 16 local boys and girls from across the county, eight per cast in Teams Emerald and Team Sapphire. Is it Team Emerald? Is it Team Sapphire? Only Amelia, and presumably the rest of the cast actually know.
They're both equally wonderful.
Of course. So it's great stuff. When was the last pantomime you saw, Michael Blackburn?
I'm trying to remember. It's one we took a grandson to in Washingboro a few years ago. I think it may have been something Aladdin or something like that.
Aladdin. Right.
Oh,
curiously enough, exactly the same title.
Exactly.
Same title, but again, a whole heap of other goodies there. Mm. Pantomime has such a tradition, of course, in British culture. Many people say that we've had a government in Westminster that have been a pantomime for the last 40 years at least. But it's not political. Let's step away from that. But the notion even of actually the bad guys coming from the left, so the sinister entry to the stage, the good guys from the right and so on, do you kind of fulfil all of those traditional... So for folk who are actually sort of expecting... we want the traditional pantomime.
It is the traditional pantomime. So if you are looking for a traditional pantomime, then come and see Aladdin. That's what you'll get. We have an amazing cast. I think in terms of the comedy elements, you've got Dame Donna Kebab, played right by Patrick Kearns, who's actually written the pantomime, who has got rave reviews. Mm-hmm. But also we have Chris Johnson from CBBC, who is... hilarious on and off stage, keeps us all amused. Yes, you'll laugh and really get into the festive spirit if you come to the pantomime.
And it is ideal, of course, a way to see in the new year as well, because it goes until the 7th of January. Michael?
Yeah, I was just thinking, is it principal boy who's not a boy but a girl kind of thing?
Lots of thigh slapping.
Not in this one.
No thigh slapping.
There's obviously Jasmine is. Played by Anna, and Aladdin is played by Ali. So no, we have actually got it. Oh. It's just one of those pantomimes where it's actually a boy plays a boy and a girl plays a girl. But we do have a fun finale on the 7th, and who knows what will happen then.
Who knows? Yeah. Quite literally. It's not just pantomime and a review of the winter show on this last Inspired of Air, on air of 2017, because the next one will actually be January 2018 when we're back for our monthly slot. Midweek Drive continues, so that's another thing. But we've also provided all three guests with, well, it's going to be, I think, probably Rebecca, you can share your scorecard with Amelia. A little heads up, because we're having a little contest this evening. Three bands, Mr. Sledge, Rosie Nimmo, and Carol Lawler. If they actually score very well on these, who knows? They might appear in next year's Lincoln Pantomime. They're all professionals. Anyway, apart from that, they've put forward various Christmas songs. Now, we're going to play all three of these special sneak preview during this show. Not all together, because we've got other things to do, as well as Blends and Aladdin and so on. Which one would you like to go for first, Amelia? Would you like Rosie Nimmo? Would you like Mr. Sledge? Or would you like Carol Lawler? Because, I mean, you basically need to score it out of 10, put any comments on from that point of view. We don't need to share those marks, because... at the end of the day, we'll do all this again this evening.
Oh, okay.
We'll share it from there. At the end of the day, the scores you put in now could actually impact on somebody's career. So no pressure, but...
I didn't know we were signing up for this, Alex. You just to come in and talk about the pantomime. Okay, yeah. I would like to go for Mr. Sledge.
We're going to go for Mr. Sledge. Okay, thanks. You've taken that choice. Mr. Sledge is up. Are we ready to sort of cast our critical ears over this? Yes, then.
Christmas Eve.
Can't say anything. So there we are. That's the first one that came through from Mr. Sledge. We'll be playing it again, of course, this evening. Who knows what the scores will actually be, but I'm sure that collectively Rebecca and Amelia can come up with one score that they'll put in together. Any thoughts you want to share with us at this stage, Amelia?
I thought it was quite jolly. Yeah. I love a Christmas song.
So. And Michael?
It was okay.
That's fine. Exactly.
Michael's a
sound cowl. Exactly. Yeah,
it's a slightly nicer side of the cowl, but there is one.
Well, of course there is. Folk listening to this particular production about Aladdin, and running, as I say, from the 4th of December, gone, all right, the way through the 7th of January. I can imagine tickets already selling like hotcakes. Are folks still able to actually purchase tickets and so on? What's the route forward for this? Rebecca.
Yes, you can still purchase tickets. You can go online to www.newtheatreroyallincoln.co.uk, or you can call our box office on 01522 519 999.
Now, I presume on the website there is actually an error with the decimal point here, because it's surely £120 to £220. £12 to £22? That's ridiculous. You do a factor of 10 out there. Really?
It's just that there are children's.
Okay. Marvellous stuff from that sort of show. Very, very good. Are family tickets available as well? Or
yeah, we have family tickets.
Good.
Give us a call. We
can work through that process. And again, it looks outstanding. For folk who actually thoroughly enjoyed last year, and I know amongst many, the marketing department, as you're well aware, at the University of Lincoln, on this little open day, which you might be listening to the siren production, possibly, they thoroughly enjoyed it. So
they loved it that much, they're coming back.
They are.
On Friday, I think.
Matt Campbell was so sort of impressed. He's
I think Dame Donna might make a mention of it.
It'll create so much fun, joy and happiness.
It will.
Michael, from your own perspective, I mean, as a serious writer of poetry and lines from that, have you ever been tempted to sort of cast your writing skills to the phenomenal world of the pantomime?
Not so much pantomime. I've occasionally thought about dramatic work, but the problem is coming up with good characters and a story.
Glamorous Mum Sultana Tangine.
That sounds like that's the inspiration.
Yes, exactly.
See, this is where our pantomime is unique, because it is a brand new script. So now you mentioned, because Patrick's written the script for us. Yeah. So it's new characters based on the traditional story of Aladdin, so based in Marrakesh.
Fantastic. Rebecca, did you get your role as Amelia's marketing assistant, which is much fought after and much sought after in the same way as people battle to be apprenticed to Alan Sugar in the whole system? Did you get it because you actually rubbed a lamp somewhere in the Middle East and whoosh, there we are, suddenly we're there. Talk us through how you actually...
Sometimes it feels that way. It feels like it was like this magical experience.
Can
that
I just
happened.
Say, Rebecca had the job before I started, so I actually maybe wanted to work with Rebecca.
No, she was paving the way. Rebecca technically would be the John the Baptist. We won't go that sort of way. So Rebecca, how did you get connected with the theatre? Was it something you always wanted to work with, or secretly do you want to work for the Lincoln Agriculture Society as a marketing officer there? Sorry.
I actually just graduated in September from the University of Lincoln, where I studied drama. Mm-hmm. And during my studies, the position for a marketing intern came up over at the New Theatre Royal. And then, I went for my interview. It was like a group interview. And then there was like stages of the interview, and I got through to the final one. And then, I got the job, and it was just crazy. And
so the winter show at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, notice the way I was on message there for both of those. I didn't use the LPAC BVH. I was keeping Craig quite happy. Lincoln Performing Arts Centre.
Exactly. Center.
And yeah. the yes. winter show, not the P word. Presumably, you look back over last year, I think it's Peter Pan, and the year before that, Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, or Narnia, The Chronicles of Narnia.
Were Treasure
you,
Island.
Treasure
Island.
It was Treasure Island. How could I forgot? For some reason, it was Peter Pan. Were you part of those? Did you follow them through? Do you recognise the cast this year? Did you say, yes, I knew that person would be trouble?
No, I did see the show last year because most of my housemates were actually in the show. Mm. So I absolutely loved it. And I do recognise some of the cast from this year because they're people that I've seen a lot of productions from before. So like Adam Bennett and Chloe Denby. I really do want to go and see the show because it looks like a great cast. And they're all so talented. I've seen most of them in performances at university before. It's such a strong cast. They're all great.
Well, I would agree with that. And Julie Ellaby couldn't be with us today, but I think hats off. Did very well. Okay, let's move on. Michael, we've got a choice of two now in terms of the two tunes actually there. I haven't even had a look at the scores really, so I don't know what sort of thoughts they actually are. We've got some initial comments there. And we'll keep those scores, as I say, we'll lock them in a safe or the equivalent until everybody, including our correspondents from Edinburgh, have actually reported in. So Carol Lawler or Rosie Nimmo is the choice for the second of these three festive things, which again we're having a little Christmas sing-off here. Who are you going to go for?
I think go for Rosie.
You're going to go for Rosie. Being a child again in the snow.
Slipping and sliding in the snow, and you know it won't last. Soon it will go. Laughing out loud, it's a snowball fight. You're a big kid again, sure feels right. Dog chases snowballs, it's vanishing cold air. Life and you love it, don't have a care. Ooh. You relish the prospect, no work for a week, as you play in the snow till you can't feel your feet. Or stay cozy and toasty in front of the fire. You can doze, you can daydream, sleepy as time. You know that soon all the snow will be gone. You'll have to put your sensible hat back on. Make important decisions and keep your face straight. Home in the dark after leaving the house before 8. But for now you can slip, you can slide in the snow. Play like a child, like there's nowhere to go. Cherish the moment, for soon it will go. Feel like a child again in the snow. Feel like a child again in the snow. Being a child, being a child in the snow. In the snow, I feel like a child again. In the snow, I feel like a child in the snow.
Don't think she's related to Derek Nimmo. Long before Amelia's time, and long before actually Rebecca's time. Maybe not before Michael Blackburn's
no,
time.
No, I can see the look of perplexity in your faces, thinking,
my
what's
phone's
Alex
off, I can't
talking
Google
about? Well, yeah. Well, that's what you use one of those internet things to search find, isn't it? But interesting little number. What did you make of that one, Michael?
I enjoyed that a lot. I thought it was really very classy. Yes.
Good choice. Yeah, right. Better choice than
me. I can imagine you sitting there in an armchair and it's snowing outside. Mm. And you've got a big glass of, I don't know.
Whilst deciding which of the February fantastic performances at the new Theatre Royal Lincoln
flipping
you're going to actually
the
book
brochures,
exactly.
Thinking,
looking,
that's what I should
exactly
go
for that. And Rebecca, thoughts on Miss Nimmo?
Oh, she's got a lovely voice. That was a really nice song. Really enjoyed it.
Okay, interesting to see what the score's going to be. Anyway, we'll hold them back because it's a little tease ahead, and don't forget you can actually listen to them all again and find out what the views are on this evening's Midweek Drive when we'll be running those songs. We'll also be speaking to each and every one of those contestants live. And they're all on standby because the winner will actually be called back afterwards to actually sort of have a holiday. So it's very exciting, really. As well as a live choir that's coming in, conducted by Ed Wellman. So, yeah, not that we're in competition with, obviously, the pantomime things are actually there, but every so often we actually roll out the barrel, really, from that point of view, and have a mince pie, in a virtual sense. Let's move on to February 2018. It'll be with us before we know it. I'm particularly taken by the Circus of Horrors because that's outrageous, under the line of speciality.
Yes. Probably the best I think
way
that,
to
yeah,
it.
That's a good way to describe it, isn't it? Mm. Yeah. Niche. Niche audience, yeah.
Clearly looking ahead, we can see psychic medium Tony Stockwell. See what we did there?
Yeah.
he won't be dropped by unforeseen circumstances, don't worry, and so on and so forth. Cirque Enchantement.
Yes, so we have to talk about this one because the dancers in the pantomime are actually in this production. So
they're back.
They're back. They're very talented, aren't they, dancers?
Yeah.
And if you come to see the pantomime, you will see them. Well, is it
Yasmin?
Yasmin actually fire. Is she just fire breathing?
Yeah, she does fire
breathing.
She does fire
in the pantomime, it is incredible.
Mental.
You see, this is the winter show. I thought they would have had real arrows. You mean the
yeah? So we do have real fire.
Exactly.
but no, Yasmin's incredible, and they're back for Cirque Enchantment, and it's a beautiful show. Mm. And if you go onto our website, you can see. I think there's a promo video on there as well, so you can see a little bit about the show. Is it there, Alex?
I'm just looking at Cirque back by popular demand. That's actually there.
We'll put it on.
It's definitely on Facebook.
It's on Facebook. We've shared it.
Connected with Cirque du Soleil, by any chance, the same kind of thing?
I think it's that kind. It's that kind of genre of performance. But it has been to the theatre before and had rave reviews, so they're back. But
a young
beautiful.
Girl lets her imagination run wild and discovers a mysterious world of enchantment.
I definitely like the fire breathing thing.
It's
it looks amazing.
A spectacle.
Yeah.
Tremendous. Mm. And again, best way to actually book for this, Rebecca, online, in person, telephone?
Online, like at www.newtheatreroyallincoln.co.uk. You can call us on 01522 519999, or you can come into the box office. We're just off Claskett Gate.
And they're very friendly in there as well. I mean, certain theatres, you go into the box office, they almost have to, they look you down and say, really, is this theatre for you, sir? No names.
No, not at all.
Exactly. Definitely. No, precisely. Which leaves us with one final little Christmas preview tune to take us around. There's only one that's actually left. That's Carol Lawler. According to BBC Scotland's Billy Sloane, one of Scotland's finest singer-songwriters. According to Fred Migliore of Odyssey Radio, Lawler shares her incredible gift through song. It will strike a chord in your heart. Take a listen to it and tell me if I'm wrong. So, interesting one. Envy of Angels is her entry into the package of the Midweek Drive Christmas Song Off. This is Carol Lawler.
Still on fire, the sky is always brighter when it rains. Heart's desire, but not too late to blow away the shame, laugh away the hopeless, talk away the tears, dancing round the shadows. Dancing round the years, envy of angels, stars from above, live in the dream that ends.
dance away the future as it burns. Endless games, the precious names that take you through the turns. Laugh away the hopeless, drop away the tears. Dancing around the shadows, dancing around.
There we go. Rebecca.
Jazzy, I liked it.
Michael.
Yeah, that was okay and more.
Okay and more. And he wonders why he's not on the main team with Professor Jesse. Amelia.
Yeah, I liked it.
You're brought to tears there.
I'm not crying.
Emotionally overwhelmed.
I'm not crying, I promise.
Too much.
No, I thought it was nice.
We are then. Collective thoughts of the Inspired On Air team will be fed into the system and by various sort of algorithmic scenarios could well influence the final result, which you'll hear probably around about 6:30 tonight, announced via William Coles in Edinburgh, because we thought we'd get an Edinburgh correspondent to announce the winner, given that they're all Scottish acts.
That was going out on broadcast, yes. BBC and
they
know,
can take
national...
it if they wish. I mean, you know, it'll be there. All the usual social media channels, yes. Facebook and so on. And a live choir is coming in as well, conducted by Ed Wellman, which is wonderful. Right, let us move on then to more fantastic stuff from the New Theatre Lincoln Royal. No, the New Theatre Royal Lincoln.
That's right.
Lord. What are you most looking forward to, Rebecca? I mean, is it the adult panto? Is it Tosca the screening? Is it That'll Be the Day? Or is it Bye Bye Baby? Nothing to do with the Bay City Rollers, but a celebration of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
So I think it is Sinbad the Seaman. Like, I've never seen the adult panto before, and it came last year, and I heard it was great. It was supposed to be really funny. So,
I mentioned last year's adult pantomime because I think it would probably be taken out of context, really. But I'll let Michael cast his eye over the last year's adult panto, which kind of says it as it is, really, precisely as you'd wish to sort of. I don't know what they're referring to there. I think it's something to do with Boots and Mayor of London, really.
Yeah.
A market theatre company back with Sinbad the Sailor and corny jokes, raunchy plots and blatant sexual innuendo.
Oh no, oops. Not blatant innuendo. I don't mind if it's subtle.
Subtle, come to Aladdin, blatant, go to see that one.
It does actually show though that the management of the New Theatre Royal Lincoln are catering for all tastes here, because I mean there's a whole range of sort of aspects there, which is good stuff.
That's exactly what Natalie and Mike wanted to do, was basically put a variety of shows on for everyone. And I think they've done it again for 2018. They've listened to what people want. We've seen people come through and what they wanted to see and the full houses, and they've replicated that with equally high standard shows. So There's lots of lovely children's shows, family shows. We've got the live screenings of the opera and the ballet, which are going really well. We have a new season of films that we will be launching in the new year, which will be really good. And then we have something that's coming later on in the year, at the end of March, which is another play, a pantomime, that we're producing in-house, of Alice in Wonderland. So as soon as the curtain comes down...
An Easter pantomime.
So as soon as the curtain comes down for Aladdin, the technical team and the theatre family are going to be working on the next production, which starts at the end of March and runs to the 7th of April. So that will be beautiful. That's written again by Patrick Kearns, who wrote Aladdin for us. And it should be very impressive. And for the whole family.
And we look forward to continuing to promote that. There's a partnership with Midweek Drive with Inspired on Air through Your Good Self. Who knows, we might even do a sort of audio diary of the pantomime as it builds up. We've often talked about that with various other bits and pieces. What are you most looking forward to, Michael, from the sort of things that we've actually seen?
I'm interested in, well, there are a couple of things there. One is the, what's the project to do with the films?
Oh, so we have a cinema screen now. Yeah. So in the new year, we're going to be launching a season of films that will be shown throughout the year. So we haven't confirmed them yet, so that will be launching on our website soon.
You can
put your request through, because we're booking them at the moment. Go on, what would you like to see?
Well, I'm just wondering whether it's going to be kind of slightly offbeat, left field art house stuff, or is it going to be recapping of kind of traditional,
it'll be a
classic
variety,
films,
mixture.
Or
a mixture. Yeah. The films that have been put forward by the team at the moment are a real mixture, so family friendly, but also
Something to look forward to probably later in the year, ideally now. It's a Wonderful Life.
Good shout.
Sort of
just pop that in there.
Guess,
what would you like to see,
Michael? Well, I like really
weird stuff.
Really weird. Werner Herzog. Werner Herzog stuff. Okay. Very interesting. It has to be subtitled because it's all in German.
If you're talking German movies, go for Wim Wenders and Wings of Desire.
Yes, indeed, Wim Wenders as well. And
remade as City of Angels with Nicolas Cage.
The American Friends.
Okay. Like that. Yeah. We will date that.
Yep. Of course, you could always screen one of the best films ever made, which is The Third Man.
Okay.
With the zither.
With the zither by Anton Karas.
Exactly. Yes. And Orson Welles. And the shot of Vienna, and so many things. Yeah. Personally, I'd also like to see The Muppets Christmas Carol with Michael Caine.
Yes, indeed.
With a thankful heart, with an endless joy, with a growing family, every girl and boy will be nephew and niece to me.
Nephew and niece to me.
Will bring love, hope, and peace to me.
Love, hope, and peace to me.
Yes, and every night will end. And every day will start with a grateful prayer and a thankful heart. With an open smile and with open doors, I will bid you welcome. What is mine is yours. With a glass raised to toast your health.
With a glass raised to toast your health.
And a promise to share the wealth.
Promise to share the wealth.
I will sail a friendly course. File a friendly chart on a sea of love and a thankful heart. Life is like a journey. Who knows when it ends? Yes, and if you need to know the measure of a man, you simply count his friends. Stop and look around you. The glory that you see is born again each day. Don't let it slip away. How precious life can be. With a thankful heart that is wide awake, I do make this promise. Every breath I take will be used now to sing your praise.
Used now to sing your praise.
And to beg you to share my day. A loving guarantee that even if we part, I will hold you close in a thankful heart. I will hold you close in a thankful heart.
I will hold you close in a thankful heart. No thank you, Sir Michael Caine, for the many years of delightful pleasure you actually... And who knows, maybe one day Sir Michael Caine might appear in full technical glory at the new Lincoln Theatre Royal.
Maybe.
Could actually, I mean, what you could do is get perhaps Zulu or get Carter and then actually get Sir Michael to come over and actually talk about it.
That would be There's very a thought. Good, yeah.
Yes. Maybe films with people who've actually been part of
we
it.
We had mentioned that.
Exactly.
Yeah, it would be very good to introduce it in a bit of a Q&A.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more than happy to host that if required.
Okay, so anyway, excellent.
Sorted.
Book you in.
That's what you call an on-air production meeting, and it kind of just keeps it so real. You know, it's, I mean, sometimes you get in the DVD extras, but no, we just push the boundaries a wee bit further from that perspective. Rebecca, as a graduate of the University of Lincoln, open day today. Does it take you back? Did you come via an open day?
Yes, I did, actually. It's just crazy. Like, I still sometimes can't believe that I've left university.
Mm. Actually, you never do. It's just an illusion.
I think that's because I'm still in Lincoln. I sort of like walk around and still feel like I should be writing essays and stuff.
You can do that, of course. We might not mark them, but you can still do it. You know?
Send them in.
Exactly. Who knows? You could win a prize. Maybe a mince pie. It's all very good. And clearly, since graduating, you no regrets about doing the higher education route?
Absolutely not. It was possibly like the best thing. Like, I took a year out because I wasn't sure if I did want to go to university, but it was definitely the right decision for me.
And where in the planet do you hail from originally?
Islington.
Really?
Yes.
So a London lass.
Yes.
And you've actually given up the bright lights of the West End for the much brighter lights of the new Lincoln Theatre Royal, which is great stuff.
Definitely.
Great. Fantastic. So if I said Dave Lee, no, not Dave Lee, Dave Hill, the Jimmy Lee, Noddy Holder and Don Powell.
Noddy Holder.
You know Noddy Holder. I mean, Michael insisted that we'd actually feature this, even though I think, really? Seriously?
For, you can't have a approaching Christmas.
Really? You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, people could be listening to this podcast, obviously, in February next year. In which case,
I'd quite happily listen to Slade.
Amelia, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay, big Brace finish.
Yourselves.
You just have a fine pair of lungs, to be fair. Don't worry, we'll play the full version before too long. That's just a 10-second version of the whole thing there. Yeah, I know. Sorry, Michael.
We were excited then, and Michael was honestly a little disappointed.
We couldn't resist the whole sort of system. All right, you want the full 3 minutes, 25 seconds, I take it, not just the 10-second clip. Yeah, he is. Otherwise, there's going to be a homicide, and it's going to be a very messy thing. I've got to host another show, so here it comes. happy now, Michael?
I'm much happier. Thank you very much, Shelley. So, in fact, the whole room is absolutely
really?
Drenched in happiness,
yeah.
isn't it?
It's so festive now.
Well, exactly.
We've eaten our mince pies.
It's Christmas at last. And so we move on to teachers and John Godber and some of the other highlights that are coming through for next year. Again, 2018 will be with us before we know where we are. It's always advisable to book in advance. Particularly for John Godber shows, I find. So,
yes.
Hull Truck coming to Lincoln.
Yeah, so we've got Teachers on the 1st and 2nd of March, which is a classic John Godber performance, which looks really good. Mm. And both Rebecca and I are really big fans of John Godber, so it should be good. We both studied him at uni, me a few years ago. So, that should be really good. And we potentially have a filming as well of The Last Laugh in January, but look out for... announcements on that on our social media sites.
Ways of supporting the theatre, Friends of the Theatre, Platinum Friends of the Theatre, how can people actually listening to this, I don't know, Los Angeles, San Diego, wherever, so say, yeah, at the end of the day, I want to support the new Theatre Royal, Lincoln, how can they actually do that?
Well, we do have a little competition at the moment, so if they wanted to support us, they can donate £3 online to the theatre, and within that, they're put into a raffle to win a diamond ring. Which is linked to Aladdin because Jasmine and Aladdin are going to announce the winner on stage on New Year's Eve. But the funds raised are going to go towards improved disabled access into the theatre because it's something that Mike and Natalie are really passionate about. And yes, we are a Victorian theatre. The auditorium itself is listed, but there are adjustments that we can make to the access into that area, which will improve the visitor experience. So we're doing that at the moment. So that's a small thing that they can do if they go onto our website. So from afar, you can still support us.
And again, excellent that they're managing to combine the best of the 21st century with the 19th century and moving
not,
in all sorts
not
of
not lose the charm of the theatre, but obviously just make it accessible to everybody.
Well, I remember when we actually covered the relaunch of the theatre, which was about 16 months ago or thereabouts, and very impressed there. And it's as we said when Natalie was last with us on the Midweek Drive, it's continued on an upward trajectory since then.
Yes, definitely. So the sort of the momentum's on now. Yeah. So
they've got you
positive.
On board of media. So I mean,
yeah,
you know,
it's busy.
Day,
no, it's brilliant.
Goes without saying. That is the last Inspired On Air for 2017. We have now effectively wrapped up the sequence. Yeah, I know. We've had a whole 12 of them. Don't worry, you can listen to them all again. They're all online. Just go to
I think people should be glad that it is.
Exactly. So you can listen again. In fact, you might be listening to this now again, some way, shape, or form. Could be having a Christmas lunch and sorting things through. In which case, think about, obviously, the February shows, the March shows, and various other bits and pieces. Or you might be listening live, in which case we are delighted that you've joined us on Siren Radio. Have you enjoyed your first... Did you get over here, Rebecca, when you were a student to the Siren Studio?
Not when I was a student, but I do know that Kai and Chris both...
That's the Kai Valentine.
Sorry.
Let's give him his full title. The Kai Valentine and the Chris Clarkson.
Yes.
Chris, of course, is still with us doing postgraduate work, which is fantastic stuff. The mad fool that crazy went to another university for a time. Now came back to us. It's up the hill. Don't talk about it. But he's back with us. And Kai, of course, is pretty much now Lincoln's finest barista.
He is, I'm pretty sure of it.
Exactly. Now he's sorted through on that, as well as having their siren stuff. And they never managed to sort of get you to do them. No. Their loss, obviously, our gain. Which is great. So, as ever, a pleasure and a delight, Amelia, to see you back in the studio, back with us in the very near future, no doubt.
Yes, please. Marvellous. Thank you very much for having us.
And indeed, Sarah Bullimore will return. Don't worry. It was her show at the start. You know,
well,
it's still there.
I've seen Sarah Bullimore for ages.
She's so small. Sometimes she just... No, bless her. She will be back.
I've seen her recently. She's
have you?
Around.
Yeah. I know. I was
hoping she might be here today.
Well, we did have I think she's somewhere in Newark, I believe, when last I spoke to her.
Yes, the book fest.
Exactly.
She's a busy lady.
It's very, very good. And we did have a nice hot chocolate a few weeks ago, I think, just at the start of the thing. So, yes, she's still alive and well. It's just a bit like sort of any mystical Obi-Wan Kenobi figure now. She just appears to the select few.
And disappears.
Exactly. That's the key thing. So don't forget you'll be listening to Siren Radio. It's been Inspired On Air. We always wrap up with two final words, Michael, as we prepare for another season in 2018. I can't believe I'm saying that, but I am. And we'll be be there for the third Wednesday in the month, which I think is January the 24th. Well, we're back for Inspired On Air, at least for the midweek drive returns on the 10th of January. But we're still on tonight with, of course, that wonderful Christmas sing-elf. Yeah, you've heard the songs today. You'll hear them again from that point of view. Can you remember the last two words, Amelia? It's kind of like, be inspired in that order, okay?
Yes, so not the other one.
Not the other one. Just two words.
Be inspired.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you like us all to say it
in so.
Together?
I mean, I think that is pretty much the idea that we like to go for.
As long as they're after sing.
That's fine. And we've got Shirley Jones of the Partridge Family singing us out after this. So to wrap up the Inspired on Earth thing, two words, a one, a two, a three.
Be inspired.
It's gone for us right now.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Gather.